Hello.
Hi, this is Jody from XPL. I was returning a call back. Do you have a scheduled installation for tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I was calling to give you your time frame for it. May I have your zip code?
I have a hard time understanding you. I'm in a grocery store and there's a lot of music.
Oh, okay. I was calling to give you your time frame for your scheduled installation for tomorrow.
I'm sorry. I just can't understand you. Wait, would you please say why you're calling?
I was calling to give you your time frame for your installation that you have for tomorrow.
Okay, I got that. The installation tomorrow. Do you have an idea what time?
Yes, ma'am. May I have your zip code?
What?
Your zip code, may I have it, please?
I'm going to ask you that this has been attempted several times. They usually give me a 2 hour window, either 8 to 10 or 10 to 12. Can you do either one of those?
Okay, so yes, ma'am, you already have your time frame. I was calling to confirm it with you. I just need your zip code, and then once I find your order, your name to confirm it with you, and then I'll be able to give you your
I'm
time frame,
sorry.
okay?
Everything is just static. I just couldn't understand a word. I'm sorry. It's just very hard to hear. It's static. You were trying to explain something that you cannot come at that time. Is that right?
You already have a time, yes, ma'am, and I was calling to confirm it with you. Can you hear me?
Okay. The only time I've been told is 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. And they usually give me a 2 hour window by tonight. Can you
Yes,
give me
ma'am.
any idea what time you will be coming?
Yes, ma'am, but I need your zip code in order to get into the order, so I'll be able to give you your time frame.
I'm going to try to answer what you just said. I think you said you cannot tell that just yet until tomorrow. Is that
No,
right?
ma'am, no, ma'am. I can. I'm able to. Yes, ma'am. I'm able to tell you. I just need your zip code.
Oh, zip code.
Yes,
Okay, I got
ma'am.
that. Okay, 87508.
Thank you. And may I have your name, please?
Yes, it's Peggy Glantz. G is in George, L A N is in Nikki, and Z is in zebra.
Okay, so you're scheduled for 9 a.m. through 11 a.m., okay?
Okay, great. That's a great time. 9 to 11.
Ma'am. And you will be receiving a
Okay.
call 30 minutes prior to make sure that somebody is on site, okay?
Okay, now were you the one who was attempted the last week?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, there must have been a problem because I was there the whole time. And did you see my Porsche Cayenne sitting outside by the garage, the maroon Porsche?
I wouldn't have that information, ma'am. I apologize.
Well, if you were there, then you would have
No,
seen
ma'am.
it.
I'm the dispatch for the technicians.
Okay. All right. So you're the dispatcher. Okay. I thought you were the actual installer.
No, ma'am.
Last week, they said that they had come and nobody was there, and I was waiting from 7 a.m. to 1. So I just wanted to make sure,
Yes, ma'am,
you
we
know, that
apologize for that.
they will be there.
Yes, ma'am, I
Okay, I
understand.
was about to give up. I tell you, this is number 4, you
I
know,
understand.
effort.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, thanks. I can hear you better now.
Okay.
I'm sorry for the problems. I'm in a store and it's very noisy.
You're okay. It's fine.
Okay, and you're at 16 Ladera Road. Maybe he went to a different house or something. I
Maybe
don't
because
know.
we do have that address on file too.
I know, but they said that they came. The Best Buy people said that they came and nobody was home. So I thought maybe they went to the wrong house. The 16 Ladera Road.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling. I was just about to give up. Okay,
Thank you for
thanks
helping me out
there.
over at XPO. You have a great day.
Okay, thanks for calling. Bye.